Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
You good to go? Can Slink, can you hear us?
Hey, I can hear you perfectly good and sound loud and clear.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good.
Henry Lake.
Hey,
Mr.
Hey,
Lakes.
I'm glad.
Land of the Lakes.
Hey, you run a little late, but but it's all good, man.
It's not me.
It's your crew?
It's them.
My man said, but what's up, man?
Oh, man, I've been good, man.
You good?
I just came back from training. Just came back from sparring. I didn't know how my lip was going to look over here. So I was like, damn.
What happened? Somebody bust you up?
Man, they bust me up, but then I got to bust them up. And then when I bust them up... You know, it's over.
All right, Slink Proper's in the building. He has arrived. This is his third time, I think, you've been on WCCO, right?
Yeah,
you've been here
yep.
multiple times.
Yeah, man.
You came through the first time we met, connected, genuine guy, both talented not only in boxing but also in music.
Man,
I love your music.
Love, bro.
And then he came back. He blessed us with the T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
And then and
I'm surprised y'all ain't wearing the T-shirts. I got to get y'all another one. You lost it.
No,
I'll get you another one.
I got mine, but it was snowing today, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've outgrown mine.
That's a fact. You ain't lying. Don't worry. I'm going to get with you guys. Are you guys coming to the fight?
Oh, I'm coming to the fight.
Next Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, your T-shirts will be ready.
I'll be back in town. I'm going to be out of town for the Royals Twin Series, which is in Kansas City next week. But I'll be in town in plenty of time next Saturday night, April the 12th, is when it'll all go down at the MIFF. So let's talk about that. So for the listening audience, let everybody know what's happening April the 12th at the MIFF. It's called the Battle of the Badges?
Yeah, Battle of the Badges. I'm headlining the Battle of the Badges.
Okay.
This is a joint promotion with Proper Promotions, my own promotional company I started, and Element. And you already know Element is a staple. I've been with Element since the beginning of my career. So Element and Proper Promotions. Proper Promotions and Element. We will be throwing this event live. It's fireworks. Y'all all got to be out there. This is a big one.
All right, so it's going to be at the MIFF. About how many fights can we expect? And you are the headliner, so you'll be the headline fighter. But do you know roughly about how many fights potentially?
Oh, it's going to be like 13 fights.
Okay,
so and it's going to be interesting because you guys are going to be able to see the Minnesota Police Departments fighting the Minnesota Fire Departments, fighting the EMTs. Let's see who the strongest first responder.
And this is a fundraiser. This is a fundraiser for charity.
This is a fundraiser for charity. But you have to remember the tickets do cost. Tickets do cost, ladies and gentlemen, because we're getting beat up for you guys, okay? There's not many people in the world that'll sit there, take money from you, and get punched in the face for it. Trust me.
All right, so the particulars are Saturday, April the 12th, doors open at 6. Mm-hmm. It is called the Twin Cities Battle of the Badges Charity, a charity event supporting first responders facing hardship with a focus on identifying and assisting those in need within the Twin Cities community. Mm-hmm. And I love supporting both firefighters and police officers because last year was not a good year.
Yeah.
We know that there were several instances in which both firefighters and police officers unfortunately lost their lives in the line of fire. Mm. But this is a way of you giving back.
Yeah, this is a way of me giving back. And, you know, I came from the opposite side of the law when I was younger. And now, you know what I mean, I try to work with them to make them understand where people are coming from and the situation that I was back then,
yeah.
And the understanding between both makes both of them understand that we're more alike each other than different.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. How long you been boxing?
Oh, I've been boxing a long time.
All right.
I've only turned pro 5 years ago.
All right, so how much different are you as a fighter now than maybe you were 3 years ago. And the reason why I ask that is because we've stayed in touch. You fought Muhammad Ali's grandson.
Yes, sir.
And there was some shenanigans with that.
Oh, my God.
Because remember, I hit you up about that and all that stuff, whatever.
Yeah, and
I watched the fight. But how much have you grown from the adversity of maybe things not necessarily going your way into this point right now?
Well, you know, the first time, as you know, I won.
Yep.
I beat him, and that was the number one trending thing in the world that Sunday. And then when I went back to fight him just about 8 months ago, that was in Miami, Florida.
Yep.
You know, and they gave him the decision. I thought I beat him worse than the first time, you know. And, you know, it's politics of boxing, but I'm waiting for that trilogy, and I want that trilogy to happen here in Minnesota on the proper promotions. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you feel like you're a better fighter now than you were when you fought him last?
For sure. But when I fought him last, I was a good fighter then as well. Maybe mm-hmm. I didn't. I should have been savage like I was. By the second round to on, I won everything. You know. For the third round, I think when I got knocked down.
Yeah.
I got knocked down, got back up, and I felt that fury back in me. And then he was just scared the whole time. He was running away, and then he dislocated his shoulder.
Yep.
Then when he dislocated his shoulder in the last round, I thought I had already won. I'm not the type to beat a man while he's down when I can beat you at your best.
Let me ask you, let's stay on the topic of politics. I think that that's the number one thing that people think about when they think about boxing. Like, there's some phenomenal boxers, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of phenomenal boxers. But the politics of it in terms of, like, name recognition and just people looking at scorecards and feeling like it's not consistent, how do you think boxing needs to address that and get past that?
Man, they really should have the fans judge, the people in the crowd judge. Because when I started, for example, this is why, when I started fighting Nico Ali, everybody with the whole crowd, Ali,
yep.
They had at the place that the fight was at, they had a whole Muhammad Ali convention the night before. So you already know people are going to stay inside to see his legacy fight. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And by the end of the fight, and they announced his name, the whole crowd was booing. The whole crowd was booing. They erased it. You can't even find it anywhere. But I got it. I got it on my phone.
Yeah.
I still got it, and everybody else still got it. And it actually raised my status higher because people were so upset at the outcome. After the fight, for example, I went to the club. He went to the hospital. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All I heard in the club, man, you did it. You beat him. I don't care. We got videos of this. You know, so the people really say what it is. But they say that the average person watching boxing doesn't know boxing. So they don't trust them.
Yeah.
But how are you not going to trust somebody that can see somebody getting beat up?
You trust your eyes.
You trust your eyes sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean? And even if it wasn't, it's like, get the trilogy on then. Let's find out for sure.
Yeah. We're talking to Sling Proper in studio, Lake Show, News Talk, 830 WCCO. Who are you fighting on the 12th?
I am fighting Antoine Ellison. He's a slick boxer from Milwaukee.
Okay.
He has a lot of experience.
He's from Milltown.
Milltown. You know what I mean? You know they don't play out there. So it's going to be a firework fight. We're going to have some fun. Let's do it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
I can't wait till you guys see it. I can't tell you much. Like I say before, come out and see it. Come out and enjoy yourself. Let's see.
All right, so outside of what you've been doing in the ring, what else been taking up your time? You've been still putting out music?
Oh, you know that. I have a whole new thing coming out. It's called High Frequency Sundays. We actually have a whole new sound. I can't wait to show you guys. I just can't wait. And if you look online right now, you'll see some snippets of High Frequency Sunday. And you know, I don't like to bring up other sites or other people, but you'll see us on Fox 9 about next week. Mm-hmm. But you already know. When you hear to hear first,
what you know about Fox 9?
I know a lot about Fox 9.
You need to check me tomorrow. My latest Henry Lake 1-on-1 episode with Kent Herbeck.
Okay.
Home opener, Minnesota Twins.
Streams
tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. Mm-hmm. All right. You got the music going. Mm-hmm. You've got the Battle of the Badges coming up on April the 12th. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want the people to know about you?
Man, I want the people to know that during all of this, I'm CEO of a whole promotional company now. Mm-hmm. And the promotional company is Proper Promotion. I had to switch my promotion. Boxing is it's an interesting sport when it comes to the business side. You'll find out late sometimes. Sometimes you find out early. I just find out late. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know what I mean? Because we're here now. Better late than never. That's what I
You grow and you learn.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And ownership is a big thing, and I figured that out too. I'm a lot older than you are. Mm-hmm. But as you grow and as you learn and you just try to kind of reinvent yourself, That's part of the journey, man, mm-hmm. of being here is that you're going to learn a whole lot of life lessons and be able to look at other people and learn from others, too. That's a big thing, too.
Yes, bro.
And when I say learn from others, I'm talking about not just learn from elders and people that are older than you. Mm-hmm. We can learn from young people.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact. And thinking about young people, I'm wearing a young person's clothing brand right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, you like 14 years old making this $300 sweatshirt perfect, he's like, man, just push me. I'm like, for sure, man. I'm going to wear it on WCCO with Harry Lay. Already know. And he was very appreciative of it. And I love to see young people doing stuff because I have a youngin' myself. But, of course, I had to fight for my son. You know what I mean? So, but that's my everything. My son is – for those fathers out there fighting for the kids, just keep going, man. Keep going. Because they appreciate it and they respect it and they know. Let them know.
All right, so let's take a quick break. And we'll come back. I want to wrap up and ask you a couple of more questions. Is that cool?
Yeah, of course. Of
All right, we're hanging out with Slink Proper here on The Good Neighbor. All right, welcome back to The Lake Show. Newstalk 830 WCCO. This is my type of music right here, a little Nasty Nas. Back from Illmatic way back in the days. We got Slink Proper in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Slink, it's interesting because you are somebody that musically, mm-hmm. you can rap and sing.
Yeah,
like, have you always been that way? And if you had to pick between the two, what would you rather do? That's kind of a tough question, though.
I like to say I'm a musician, and I've been doing it so long, you guys, that I can do both very well and at the highest level. Except singing. Singing, I can't do it, but my melodies are just, it's really nice, which you'll see on High Frequency Sundays. It's a very new thing. But, I'm a lyrical assassin. You already know that. That's a fact. So I would say both, every time, both.
All right, so let me ask you, with music and boxing and so many other things that you want to do in your life, you have your own promotion now.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself 2 years from now?
Well, right now, as of right now, I'm signed to Gas. I'm signed to a label. I'm signed to Grade A Sounds. And I'm the CFO of Grade A Sounds. CEO is Gabriel Commercial Roofing. Shout out to Isaac. But where I see is being further in my endeavors, further than I already am. And I want to put Minnesota on a place that people would want to come to see a highlight like Slink, And I want to be international because I'm originally African. So I definitely want to bring boxing to Africa with proper promotions and have Africans come because we're not very respected in the boxing world. So it's like I'm trying to bring that respect to us. As far as music, it's a part of me. So they always say do what you love, and I love doing music, and I love fighting. I love boxing too. So as long as I keep doing what I love and stay consistent at both, the success is inevitable.
What, one of the things that you touched on a little bit earlier was your son And you talk about being a provider, and I know, just knowing you, I know that's your world.
Oh, that's everything to me.
But that's everything to you. Like, does he get into it?
Oh, well, yeah, Yano Box. Yano Box, he's 8 years old. He just got old enough to compete, but he's already sparring.
Your kid's already boxing?
Oh, he's already boxing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was curious because it's funny, and I don't know the entire dynamic, so maybe if you know, you can kind of fill in the gaps. Mm-hmm. But I've seen a video of Floyd Mayweather Jr., mm-hmm. and his grandson, is his grandson by NBA Youngboy?
Yeah, NBA Youngboy and his daughter.
Yep. So I've seen video of the little kid. I don't even know. Is he like two or something like sparring and stuff like that?
He's punching like that.
Does your kid like to spar or something like that?
Oh, yeah. My kid spars right now every Thursday.
Okay.
Every single Thursday. So he'll be sparring tomorrow, you know? And
I just kind of find that dynamic interesting because my friend Caleb Truex.
Oh, yeah, you know, I love Caleb. Yep.
Caleb's a
Caleb,
good dude.
My guy.
And he's got a younger son, too, and I can totally see it right now. I can see, like, you know, you having a son that box. Yep. I can see Caleb's son end up boxing. It just seems like with boxing, it's always in the bloodlines.
Oh, yeah, you know, because, you know, the father, whatever the father does, usually the son will pick it up. Especially if it's a son, you know.
Yeah.
You want to raise your son the best as possible. You want to show him the pitfalls that you make to avoid so he doesn't have those things. You know what I mean? Like, I really am a strong believer. I don't want to be I'm really a strong believer in picking the right companions with you. You know what I mean? Because you can get the wrong companion and be in a fight for custody for your own child. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate. So yeah, I don't want him to go through these same things that I went through. So I'm here to make sure that he doesn't.
Yeah.
Make sure, bro. Make sure.
All right, so the last thing, April the 12th, Battle of the Badges, Saturday, April the 12th, I just mentioned that. Doors open at 6. You're the headliner of about a dozen or so fights. Mm-hmm. What's the main thing people need to understand and know about you when you get ready to get in the ring that night?
Hey, fireworks. I've never not had an exciting fight. So if you want to see something exciting, especially something that you haven't seen, because a lot of people haven't seen boxing matches. Of course, the normal fans that usually come out to my fights and pack, they know.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, come check it out. I guarantee you. Or your refund back. I guarantee you fireworks. Let's get it, you guys. Next week. Saturday.
And they don't even need a refund because it's going to a great cause. Supporting first responders.
Fact. But, hold me on that. Yeah, fact.
All right, it's the Battle of the Badges charity, Saturday, April the 12th. Doors open at 6 at The Myth in Maplewood. Be there or be square. All right, coming up next, and great job, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, Slink.
Thank you.
Slink Proper in studio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.